This week, the English FA announced a $400 million cash injection for grassroots football. It's part of a new five-year plan, the National Game Strategy, aiming to get more people playing the game, improve facilities and get more referees. The FA's chairman is Lord Treisman.
If we get the right preparation of youngsters, some of them, as in any sport, will go all the way through to the top. That's a big prize. But the other very big prize, in my view, is that we will have a generation of youngsters who are healthier, who are well motivated, who are used to working in a team rather than just thinking of themselves as an individual. Now, as a country, that's a big asset.
Well, now, some facts for you. In England, there are 7 million footballers, 3 million adults and 4 million children. There are 125,000 teams, 26,000 referees and 45,000 public pitches. And we know, of course, that the Premier League is the richest in the world. Well, despite all this, England failed to qualify for this year's European Championship, and now only 38% of footballers in the Premier League are actually English. Sir Trevor Brooking is the FA's Director of Football Development. He spent nearly 3 years compiling the report, which led to the plan.
After the first 18 months, I went out to try and get everyone's opinion. I've always been quite obsessed with the younger age groups, and the 5 to 11s, because certainly when I left primary school, any skill level that I had was already in place, and the more I went out and had a look at youngsters, I just felt there were too many that just weren't good enough technically to cope with certainly 11 v 11 once they got into that at the age of 11 and 12. So how did we improve that was the challenge, and the more you went out, the more, even in the professional game, the same issue was there. And anyone who's any good at coaching, and they started off in the younger age group, there's no money in it, there's lucky to get their expenses. So what quickly happens, they move through the age groups and probably get into 16 plus, where perhaps they get the chance then to get a more regular wage. So if you looked at one or two of the other countries, certainly Spain, Portugal and France, they've been age appropriate for a while. That means specific courses and syllabus and sessions geared to the 5 to 11 age group, then they move into the 11 to 16, and then they move into 16 plus. So the 5 to 11 is obviously working primarily on the individual skill, more contact time with the ball, trying to get that first touch or that comfort when the ball comes to you, that you kill the ball instantly. Then it's what they call game conversion. How do you convert some individual skill then into a team playing? And the competitive level, the intensity of the mums and dads on the sideline is far too great, and we have to do something about that as well.
So you think the charge that's levelled at England, that they don't have technically good players at the very top level, can be traced all the way back to the coaching at a young age?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm convinced of it, and I've seen it now, and it's like a young Fabregas. You know, you get him coming to 17 into the first team at Arsenal, and his decision making is just magnificent.
Forward it goes to Fabregas. Long ball forward, good one for Adebayor. He's beaten the offside trap. Out come Taylor, and he's just lifted it over the goalkeeper and for a goal kick. But it was a delicious ball.
A 10-yard simple pass to his right is the pass, and he gives it. He don't have to step over it. He doesn't have to do a little pirouette to try and catch the eye. He knows a straightforward 10-yard pass is the one. His decision making is excellent, because over the few years building up to that opportunity at 17, he was encouraged to make those decisions, and we're not making our youngsters take on those responsibilities early enough.
And going back to the youngsters, there seems to be this change where you want the players to play more with the ball, you want them to enjoy it, you want them at a young age to really get the confidence levels of playing with the football. Why has this taken so long for people in power to realise that at a very young age the kids aren't getting enough football?
I think it's been coming for a while. Whether the you know, the money within the game has protected it, because of course you know, the ability to bring over some best players from the overseas meant the standards and the level was really good, and the momentum seems to be towards wanting change. But obviously we've got to make sure the change is something that's going to be meaningful and make a difference.
The FA's Director of Football Development, Sir Trevor Brooking, there with World Football's Ian Morris.